please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Gonzo G just making a video about The Power of Vagina Compels You. Well, let's go! Yes, friends, hopefully you guys are doing well and are kicking ass. Yes, I was gonna make a video originally about niggers. Yes, fuck niggers. I really fucking hate niggers. They're very fucking stupid. Yes, yesterday I had an altercation with a fucking nigger and he wanted to fight me. Oh, I wanted to beat his ass, but yes, I work with the public. That's unfortunate. And you have to deal with all kinds of people, so fuck you, niggers. I know a lot of you white people are fucking cucked about the nigger fucking problem, but whatever. If wetbacks have to be fucking more racist than you white boys, well, it is what it is. I don't give a fuck. But this video is not about fucking niggers. We're going to be talking about fucking women and the fucked up shit they do. Yes. For example, look at Chris Benoit. This is him. He strangled his wife and son and took their lives or whatever. Yes. And he suffered a mental breakdown. Yeah. And also, yeah, this guy was all fucked up. But what happens? You don't see nothing about him. Yeah, he suffered concussions and all kinds of shit. It was very, very sad. But no, because he's a fucking man, he's a piece of fucking shit. But when women fucking do it, oh no, she had postpartum depression, she had this, she had this, fucking delusional psychosis or whatnot. Yeah, women are fucking psychotic all the fucking time. Big shocker. Now you know why women need to lose their fucking rights? Yes. Instead of me talking about fucking niggas, I gotta be talking about fucking Floyd. Ooh, fun times indeed. Yeah, friends, you know what is fucking fun? That fucking women are fucking monsters. They're demons, they're ghouls. They do some fucked up shit. Yes, friends, I got the thing, a clip of a chick that fucking is a murderer. Yeah, she got a late-term abortion of her fucking unborn child that never will be born, and she was pregnant for 28 weeks or something like that. Yeah, and she got the baby fucking nuked. Yeah, you could just fucking get a needle, stab the fucking baby in the heart with a fucking injection, fucking stop the baby's heart, and they come back 24 hours later and get the vacuum and hose that shit out of there. Fucked up shit, man. Yeah, you think men would do this shit? Oh, God, some men can get pregnant! Maybe we should be the ones carrying the children if women do fucking fucked up shit like this. Well, men make better fucking mothers than fucking women can, so what the fuck, right? Anyways, let's play that clip. Enjoy. Oh yeah, I just caught myself. It's supposed to be 26 weeks, not 28 weeks. Sorry, I'm a dumb wetback. What can I say? Anyways, let's continue.
I'm booked in for my termination this morning. I feel like I am at peace with my decision.
Yeah, how the fuck can you make that kind of decision? Yeah, like with me, I fucking have a kind of a trouble killing chickens. Yeah, I raised chickens at home and I started killing them, you know, for the meat and whatnot. Yeah, but it takes me a minute to try to kill them because it's a living creature. Yeah, you slit their throat. And the way that I try to do it is I try to get myself fucking angry. Yeah, like get a burst of rage and just go. But it doesn't work out that way because then I'm like sighing their neck and then I could feel when it hit the bone and like, ugh, it makes me cringe. Yeah, it's like, I don't want to kill things. Yeah, Gonzo, you're aren't you a man? Yeah, but still, killing things and taking their life away is not cool. Just saying, but this fucking bitch is fucking like, whatever. Yeah, she's making it all emotional, but in the end of the day, she doesn't give a fuck. If she did, she wouldn't fucking kill the baby. That's just my opinion, but what the fuck do I know? Let's continue.
Without decision as a family, as privileged as I am,
it grows privileged as I am. What the fuck? You see, even this bitch says that she has way too many rights. Maybe we should start taking them away from them, don't you think? Yes, if they do this kind of shit with their fucking decisions, then maybe a man needs to be controlling them. Yes, if she had a father or a husband, yeah, where's your man? Who's getting you pregnant? What the fuck? Yes, that's why women can't fucking do no decisions. They're not fucking adults. No, not mentally. They do stupid shit like this. Fucking A. And men fucking just follow these women's fucking bullshit? You guys are stupid. No. You see? No rights for women. Too bad. So sad. Better luck next time. But no, we're gonna go down the drain because we're retarded. Enjoy! So what the fuck, you have midwives and doctors so you could give fucking birth? What the fuck? You just fucking stabbed your fucking baby in the heart with fucking chemicals. Yeah, you're not gonna have a live birth. It's gonna be born dead. Yeah, it's gonna be dead on arrival. You're a fucking monster. But no, men are supposed to be evil, but yet women do this fucking shit. Yeah, she should be going to prison for murdering her fucking kids. But no, apparently that's fucking bad. You see, friends, why women don't deserve no fucking rights? Women are not fucking prize pigs. They deserve nothing, in my opinion, but what do I know? Anyways, let's continue.
Under ultrasound, a needle into the baby's heart and inject it to stop it from beating. And then you slowly feel all the movements stop from the baby, no more kicks.
Oh yeah, this bitch is just describing the way that the kid gets killed nonchalantly. Yeah. And also like it, this crow's fucking kind in the background going, yeah, they just give it some more fucking special effects or more zing or whatever you want to call it. Yeah, friends, I guess I'm not going to be putting no fucking music when this bitch is speaking. Yes, you could hear all the fucking madness this bitch does. She's fucking insane. Yes, and to think that women think like this. What, you think this is just one bitch? Yes, friends, this is what women do. Yes, yes. Now you know why women don't deserve no fucking rights? Yeah, what they deserve is cross across the face. Just five little fingers. A big old fucking slap. Yeah, if you do it with a fist, that fucking means hate. But if you do it open-handed, that just means I love you. Enjoy.
Sent home for another 24 hours. Back up to the hospital and they induce you.
Yeah, so then 24 hours, they call you back, they fucking induce fucking birth, and you fucking, the baby comes out dead. So technically, all you're doing is taking a really, really bad shit. Yeah, that's what you're doing. You're crapping out something dead, something that's already been... Yeah, poor kid. They didn't even have a fucking beginning, it already has an end. You're fucking disgusting, you dumb fucking bitch. Yeah, you see why men need to be controlling the world? Because women do this shit. Yeah, you want to let fucking women do whatever the fuck they want? This is what they fucking do. Instead of being mothers or fucking doctors and lawyers, they'd rather be fucking whores and murderers. Yes, fun times indeed. Remember, friends, this is for entertainment purposes only, and this is a delusion of a fucking wetback, so don't listen to me. I'm just stupid. I can't say, I'm just a girl, because I'm not a chick. I just identify as one. Anyways, let's continue. Let me guess, Nathan is the accomplice. Yes, he's the one that fucked you and let you fucking kill the baby. Yeah, he's at work. Or did you do it under his fucking, with him not knowing? Yeah, like fucking that Lindsay Clancy bitch. Yeah, that seems like a fucking pattern. Oh, that's two fucking instances. We need one more to fucking establish a pattern, right? So Lindsay is one, this bitch is two. We just need another one to prove the pattern. To see that women are fucking psychotic and do shit behind your back. I suspect that women like to do things behind your back all the fucking time. But what do I know? I'm just a stupid wetback. But let's continue. Yes, puppy. Why don't you console this fucking psychotic fucking narcissistic murderer? Yeah, she's gonna go for... Well, she already did it. Yes, what a fucking bitch. Disgusting. And this bitch fucking wants you to fucking feel sorry for her because she's killing her baby. Oh, I don't want to murder my baby because of feelings. Fucking stupid. But fucking this Nathan dude, he's a fucking weak ass motherfucker. He's fucking paying for you to fucking murder all these children so you could do whatever the fuck you want. What are you gonna do with the fucking carcass after they fucking vacuum that shit out? Are you gonna take it home and eat it? Like a fucking filthy animal that you are? I don't know. These bitches do whatever the fuck they want. So, oh, you know, they're not gonna eat their kids. Well, they do make fucking baked goods out of their fucking vaginal secretions. So, I don't know. 2 + 2 = 4. Anyways, let's continue. Of course you want to see all this fucking madness, all this fucking bullshit. Why? Because her vagina's secreting all these emotions. Ugh. Yeah, what an emotional fucking bitch. She doesn't care that she's letting all this shit out. Yeah, she's gonna kill her fucking baby and it's all about her. Yeah, look at me. I'm suffering. I just fucking killed my baby and it's rotting inside my pussy. Oh, so sad. So sad. Well, at least this bitch didn't fucking like drown her kid or fucking put her in the car and like throw it inside a fucking river or something. So at least that's a plus, right? Right? Anyways, let's continue. You see, friends? No fucking remorse. She just feels sorry that she fucking has to do this shit. Yeah, it's because she fucking murdered a thing. Yeah, just for her, it's just a clump of cells. And she's like, ooh, woe is me, woe is me. So fucking stupid. But yeah, this fucking bitch has a nice fucking house. Most likely that Nathan dude's her fucking husband that's taking care of her. And all the things she has to do is just fucking take care of the children and make the house fucking a home. But no, she turns it into a fucking death, fucking a killing place. Yeah, and then the guy just fucking accept it. Just because I love her. Yeah, you're just a thirsty little fucking simp. Yeah, the thirst is real. Control your fucking biology so you don't do stupid shit like this. Yeah, the guy should be fucking angry and he should beat the fuck out of her. But no, you can't fucking hurt women because they're so sweet and dainty, they can do nothing wrong, right? Well, look what this bitch is doing, so what the fuck is it, right? Anyways, let's continue.
I lost my mum when I was in grade 6, so it's entirely different, but...
So, because your mama's dead, you had to nuke your kid, right? Why? Did your mom tell you beyond the grave from the Ouija board that she was lonely and she needed company, so that's why you killed the baby? Oh yes, I want to meet my grandchild! What the fuck? You really believe this shit? You know ghosts ain't real, right? Fucking women, you with your fucking woo-woo bullshit. Fuck you, lady, you need to get fucking slapped. No, you need worse, but what the fuck do I know? I'm just a dumb wetback. But let's continue.
Death wasn't spoken about a lot, and I'd want to be honest with her, because she deserves it.
What, you have to explain to your dead mother why you got an abortion? Why? She's dead. Yeah, I guess people think that ghosts really do exist and you have to do all this shit. You know the movie Coco's not real. And you're not even a fucking wetback. You shouldn't be believing in that Day of the Dead bullshit. Yeah, I don't believe that shit. It's just fucking tradition, but whatever, right? You could do whatever the fuck you want. Enjoy! Well, technically, it's a stillbirth. You're not giving birth in the fucking traditional sense because that baby is not alive. It's gonna come out fucking dead. Yeah, that's fucking fucked up. It's like getting a toy without batteries. Yeah, bitch, you fucking killed this fucking kid and you're fucking cool with that, you fucking worm? Apparently she is, because fucking how many women do this shit? Countless of women. So, fuck that shit. Now you know why women don't deserve no fucking rights? They do bullshit like this, but whatever. Let's continue.
And what we want done with the baby in terms of cremations, burials, funerals.
What the fuck? What? Are you gonna fucking pay for a funeral for a baby that you fucking killed? Why? Why? Why are you gonna spend more money on something you fucking got rid of? You're fucking insane. Yeah, you killed something that's unwanted. Yeah, and then you're gonna have the audacity to fucking do a funeral and cremation? Are you gonna buy a casket for this fucking baby? Or clump of cells that you fucking see it? You see the fucking insanity women have? They're fucking stupid. They think one thing, but yet they wanna do some other shit? What the fuck? Yeah, if you would have fucking brought this baby to fucking life, yeah, let it be born, fucking, you wouldn't have to do none of that shit. You could have given it up to adoption, you know? But no, you don't want to do that shit, huh? You could have fucking re-gift that baby to someone else. If you fucking put dogs in dog pounds, why not fucking put a kid in the orphanage or something? But no, I don't want my body to be fucked up. But look, your fucking body's already... Well, whatever. Anyways, let's continue.
Get a birth certificate and a death certificate.
Yeah, I don't know why you need to do a fucking birth certificate and a death certificate. Yeah, you see it as a clump of cells, like if you're removing a fucking tumor from your body. Yeah, did you also give it a name? Fucking A. Women are fucking insane. You see? You see? Captain Insane shows no moisty. Okay, whatever. Let's continue. Look at this, so much emotion. She feels so much. I don't know, maybe she should bring back lobotomy. Yeah, if they lobotomize her and they remove her emotions, she won't be like this and she won't suffer anymore. You see? Easy peasy, lemon squeezy. Enjoy!
Baby sister's gonna go live in the clouds today with Nanny Sandy.
I know it's my body, my choice, but you just killed a fucking female baby. Yeah, don't you? Doesn't that also have my body, my choice? Yeah, she's a baby girl. A girl, a woman. So you fucking contradicted yourself, lady. Yeah, insane. Well, it is insane telling your daughter that your fucking baby you fucking killed is now with her dead grandma in heaven because you're a fucking child yourself. It's insane. What the fuck? It is what it is, friends. So let's continue.
Okay. I love you too, baby.
Well, look how fucking insane this fucking bitch is. The baby's dead and she has fucking her daughter consoler fucking resting her head on her fucking belly. What the fuck is this shit? Oh yes. Or you think it's worse, having a single mom raise your fucking kids or have a fucking pedophile raise your kids? I wonder. I don't know. Let's continue. Little girl, you know you just kissed a dead corpse, right? Yeah. Yeah, because inside your mom's fucking guts, you can't fucking see how it is. It's so fucked up. And this mother is a fucked up person. But yeah, she gets to be a mother. So fucking stupid. But remember, they're the better gender. Sure, yeah, right. Whatever, let's continue. Yes, friends, women are so beautiful, so sweet, so loving, right? But that's only the outer shell. You look inside and you say there's nothing but a fucking monster.
And the gender some of hidden your baby ghoul is. In there.
Yes, it's disguised as a beautiful angelic creature. But there's a monster inside that fucking carcass.
Your baby's
yes,
a
and I'm not talking about the dead baby that's inside rotting in her body.
I'm
talking about
her
fucking mind and her heart and her soul.
This little fucking look how freak evil and dark it is.
Yeah, and then they let women run amok and do whatever the fuck they want.
The what's
why?
His
why? They're killing their fucking kids. Yes, open your eyes, fellas. You see why women don't deserve no fucking rights? They have to take everything away. Women can't have shit. Yes, that's why you give everything to a man. And then the man could give her things here and there. When they're good. When they're good. But no, friends. Fucking women are so bad. So that's why the world's falling apart. Because we'll let women do fucking their bullshit. Don't worry, that's not the only thing that's wrong with the world, so. Yes, friends, you better get ready. You better fucking get rid of your fucking fatness. I did too.
Jerry,
I fucked up my back fucking a few days ago, so I couldn't do no exercising. Yeah, I don't want to be a fat bird. Yes, friends, you don't want to be fucking broken in the
how
fucking in the collapse because, yeah, the sicker you are, the more difficult it is for you. And you want to suffer. You already suffered enough as it is. I know I have, so try to be the best version you can because you're going to need it for the future. Because no one's going to be there to help you. Jesus is not going to be there to help you, Hitler. Fuck yeah, and Donald Trump's not going to help you. Yes, friends, you're fucked. The only people are there to help you is the guy next to you. So you better be fucking good. Because if you're not, they're going to cut you off. And you don't want that. So be a man and be strong. And let's take women's rights together. Something to think about, friends. Goodbye.
Yeah. Dear Luigi, please save us from the communists, Le Peach.
Heck yeah! Here we go! to be.
Game over!